Excellent. So the Old Testament speaks of a forthcoming prophet, Christmas, saying that these prophecies refer to Jesus' parables and things as a prophet or God. And so on. This is, again, a great misunderstanding that Christians have, and I'm afraid so do Muslims have, about what does the Old Testament have to say, or what does the Hebrew Scriptures say about a coming prophet. The Old Testament talks about a man is going to come, and it means Jesus, he's the Messiah, right? It talks about the man who's going to come just before him, it means Yahshua. And it talks about the prophet that's going to come after them. It predicts them all. What the problem is, most of Christianity will look to the Old Testament and try to say every one of those applies to Jesus. Unfortunately, there's a Muslim who look at that and he says every one of those prophecies applies to God's prophets. There are some beliefs, very clear. The Messiah was expected, but so was the prophet after his time. There are many examples that could be of this kind of thing where there are clear prophecies, such as I think some of them in the case of Christ. I had the experience that also in Ottawa, in the pocket, and Matthew there, some people came who were a Christian club at one of the universities, and they had questions after. And I was sitting at a table like this, and they came up and stood in front of me. Some of them were standing behind the others. And one of the young people in the front said to me, what about the place in the Bible where Jesus said there'd be no prophet after him? And the man standing beside him, behind him, his friends were standing there when he heard him ask the question. I said, I think he's trying to get in. And he turned around and looked at him and he said, there's nothing. This, again, is the result of ignorance. And that most Christians believe that he must have said something like that. Most Christians believe he must have said he was God. He must have said it was the Trinity, or God was the Trinity, and so on. Or people wouldn't believe it. But if you ask him, well, can you show me the place where he said that? You can't. You see? So, no, it must be there. But if they push hard enough, they say, well, bring it out, open it up. Where did he say that? In fact, you'll find a lot of confusion. If you ask a Christian who was the last prophet, you find a lot of confusion. First, they'll probably tell you Malachi, because Malachi was the last prophet before, and then there was 400 years, and then came Yahshua. And they say Malachi's the last prophet. But you can open up the Bible and show them in many places where it says, well, Jesus was a prophet. Because they don't usually call him by this name. They're thinking of the prophet. They read that and they say, oh, well, then we'll see Jesus was the last prophet. So you just turn a few more pages and look into the book of Acts, and it talks about the time after Jesus was gone, and here are people having a discussion about prophets who are coming and going and so on. So then, it seems to must be the prophets after his time. So they run into a lot of difficulty because then who was the last of the prophets? That wasn't the same.